Teacher Man, written and read by Frank McCourt.
Prologue. If I knew anything about Sigmund Freud and psychoanalysis, I'd be able to trace all my troubles to my miserable childhood in Ireland. That miserable childhood deprived me of self-esteem, triggered spasms of self-pity, paralyzed my emotions, made me cranky and envious and disrespectful of authority, retarded my development, crippled my doings with the opposite sex, kept me from rising in the world and made me unfit, almost, for human society. How I became a teacher at all and remain one is a miracle, and I have to give myself full marks for surviving all those years in the classrooms of New York. There should be a medal for people who survive miserable childhoods and become teachers, and I should be the first in line for the medal, or whatever bars might be appended for ensuing miseries. I could lay blame. The miserable childhood doesn't simply happen. It is brought about. There are dark forces. If I am to lay blame, it is in a spirit of forgiveness. Therefore, I forgive the following. Pope Pius XII, the English in general, and King George VI in particular. Cardinal McRory, who ruled Ireland when I was a child.